Montagues?
Capulets are better lord than Montague!
We'll kill you for that!
Down to the Capulets!
What's happening? Stop! Stop fighting!
Benvolio, what's he doing? Fighting our servants? Turn and fight me!
You're wrong, Tybalt. I don't want to fight anyone. I'm just trying to keep the peace.
That's not true. You Montagues are all the same. I'm going to kill you.
Look, the Montagues are trying to kill Tybalt. Quickly, bring me a sword.
A sword? Don't be stupid, Capulet. You're too old. You haven't used a sword for 20 years.
Look, the Capulets are making trouble again.
What did you say? Montague? Trouble? The man who started the fight was your nephew, Benvolio.
Let me go, Capulet! You old criminal!
Criminal? Old? I'll kill you!
Stop! Montague, Capulet, stop immediately. Tybalt, Benvolio, stop fighting now or I will execute all of you. Listen, I'm very angry. Verona is a rich, beautiful town, but there is fighting in the streets nearly every day. Montague, Capulet, come here. You must tell your families to stop fighting. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Why is there this argument between your families? How did it start?
I can't remember, sir.
The argument started a long time ago, sir. The fighting must stop. We must have peace in Verona.
The prince is right, Benvolio.
I agree. I was trying to stop the fighting when Tybalt and the others arrived. Have you seen our son, Romeo? He wasn't in the fight. I'm very happy about that. I saw Romeo earlier today. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning and still dark. He was walking, alone, through the woods.
What's the matter with Romeo? He's very quiet these days. Sometimes he stays in his room all day. I think that he's unhappy about something. Will you try to talk to him, Benvolio?